If I think that froze.
Oh, I think we're good. I think we're live. Welcome, Eric. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Hold on, guys. I'm having technical issues.
There's some weird background noise that I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is that from you? Like Chinese. We're figuring out technical issues.
Oh, is there sound? Sure. Yeah, you can bring it out.
So we've got people watching us. What's that? Yeah. All right, so we've got a viewer as well. Are we still working on technical issues?
All right, I think I figured it out.
All right,
sorry, guys, for the technical issues. That's what happens when we're streaming live. So so we appreciate the two viewers that are joining us. We're broadcasting in Las Vegas at the Leatherneck Club. I made a trip out here to Vegas, and so this is the first podcast that Brandon and I are live together, and so that's super exciting. So appreciate everybody who's joining us. For those who don't know me, Eric Ranks, 22 Salute, and the Veterans Connection. I got my co-host here, Brandon, which I'll pass it over to.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, thanks so much for driving down, Eric. I'd imagine you've got some other things going on down here. You didn't drive down here just for this.
Just to see you. I mean, come on. Oh, what could be more important than that?
You're right on. Well, yeah, it's pretty cool. We are pretty much sitting next to each other, but we're on two separate computers because that's the way that we roll and that's the way that we have our system set up. So it is what it is. In fact, Eric, you can wave to the camera over here. Look to your left, Eric. Yeah, so we're here together, but the computer system, the way we have it, this is just the way it's going to be. What do you got going down here, Eric? What are you working on in Las Vegas?
Yeah, before I get into that, I want to first share about the Leatherneck Club. You know, we're here at the Leatherneck Club. I believe it's the oldest running Marine bar in the country. You know, it's run by a gentleman named Ghost. You know, there's also like a mini museum here. They were one of the very early supporters of 22 Salute in this Las Vegas market. Las Vegas was the first market that we launched on the brand 22 Salute. And, you know, they've been a beyond supporters of our brand here. And I know they did this through a big party last weekend that included our products in it. You know, an 80s party, which I think Brandon got to live up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. It was put on by Veteran Social Club. It was an 80s themed party, and everybody was dressed all awkward and weird, just like it was in the 80s. For myself, I dressed the way I dressed when in the 80s, back when I was a kid. I had really high tube socks, really short shorts, a god-awful t-shirt, a sweatband around my head. It was a good time. And they were serving jungle juice with 22 Salute vodka. And these Orange Juliuses, also with 22 Salute vodka, it was they were going down so easy. I didn't know that they were as strong as they were. It kind of took me by surprise, and I got myself quite a little buzz going on there, unintentionally. They were such good drinks, and by the end of it, I was like, okay, I just need to switch to water at some point, and that's what we did.
I mean, I guess the positive is 22 Sloop Vodka is extremely clean. So you probably didn't experience much of a hangover the next day.
No, it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't bad at all. It was, no, it's great. So it was a great date night because my wife came out with us. We borrowed my son's 87 Cadillac DeVille since it was 80s night. We thought we had to bring an 80s car as well. And so I borrowed it from him and got it all cleaned up, and it was a cool time. And yeah, if anybody's interested, we can show them pictures of that. But you know, it was another example of an incredible event put on by the local veteran community here. And you know, it was an opportunity for people to get together and laugh and have a good time. And you know, everybody here agreed that it was just one of those parties that just, you know, went perfectly, and we're looking forward to more of them. So it's I'm excited for more.
Yeah, I hear there's a rumor there's one coming up in September, so I might have heard a rumor of that today.
I heard a rumor about a 90s party which would be great.
That's September.
That's my era
September.
Right, some flannel and some Pearl Jam.
It'll be awesome. So what am I doing down here? I'm doing a couple of things. So one, you know, whether you love it or hate it, you know, one genre I'm a multi-genre person, but one of them is country. And we are going to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. I'm super excited to experience the Sphere. I've heard nothing but incredible things about any concert at the Sphere. So I'm super excited. I do have a friend out here who said, though, they saw Kenny Chesney and the Eagles, and they said the Eagles one was amazing. So I unfortunately missed that one. So you need to make it to Sphere. There's a million things going on over there. But I know you're a local. You stay away from anything on the Strip.
Whenever possible.
Exactly. And then you know, we're gonna pick up some product from our distributor out here in Nevada. That's another project that we have going on. You know, we gotta pick up a pallet from that. And then I was gonna do a big event or in the eSport, you know, on eSports, but that got postponed to July. So I'll be back out here in July. So stay tuned for that, Brandon. Awesome. And you're like, don't threaten me.
I've got some things coming up too. There's kind of at a three-way intersection here with my business and which way I want to take it. And then I'm in the infancy stages of starting up another company now, which is going to be a software-related business in the education space. But as I start to build that out, I'll be able to reveal more, and I'll announce it on this podcast when all the IP is protected. So that way with what I'm doing, you know, can't be hijacked. But it's gonna be a good time. Last night, I took my exotic car club out to Encore Beach Club at the Wynn. It started at 11 p.m. We left about 2:30 in the morning, and so I slept in a little bit today, and didn't really get my day started until after 12. but I had a meeting at the office at 2, and then after that was over, I thought, you know, I'll come over here to the Leatherneck, wait on Eric a little bit, and have some food, and here we are.
Here we are. So last week, you know, let's kind of recap for people who haven't caught some of the other episodes. So, you know, everything is, of course, on, I need to make a banner for it. We're on basically all streaming platforms. So wherever you get your podcast streaming, check out the Impact Hustle. You know, we appreciate, you know, any downloads that you guys have post episode. The first week we had Brandon and I. The two amazing gentlemen on this podcast. The second week, we had Jeff Morris, The third week we had Lester Lombard. So check out that one. And then last week I had a gentleman named David Bryan. So please go check out our past episodes. You know, we do this to, you know, bring value to everybody. So we hope that everybody's finding value. If you have feedback, you know, please pass it on. We're here to, you know, take feedback as well. So.
Yeah. Last week I wasn't around, and I apologize to anybody that was expecting to see me, but, no, I had some important things to do. I had to go hang out on the lake on a pontoon boat. And so, you know, sometimes you gotta make priorities. And this one was good though. It was for my wife's company. They're doing their company outing, and they wanted me to come help out, and it was a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And apologize if you hear motorcycles in the background.
We are right in the city.
Yeah, we're in the heart of the city, right in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, I don't know how close it's going to be to here, but I hear there's another veteran bar that's just opening up. I think they're having like a big grand opening next weekend. No, it's this weekend. Dave Berlin is DJing it Saturday. I think they're having their grand opening.
Yeah, and there's it's going to be great because there's some overlapping circles of mine. I think it's called Petrolhead, and
that's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there's going to be a lot of cars there as well, and I'm part of several car communities, so it's overlapping circles for me: the veteran circles and the car circles.
Well, you guys got to get 22 Salute in there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to get 22 Salute in a lot of places.
For sure, but at minimum veteran bars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, our brand, that's what it was created to support, is the veteran community. And so, you know, if any community appreciates what we're doing, it's definitely that community.
Yeah. It's greatly appreciated. And it's, yeah. Fantastic. And I think we're dealing with, I think the temperature right now is about 107 out here, but it doesn't feel too bad.
No, we're outside because there is a lot of background noise inside, but we're outside, but it is like semi covered with some netting and stuff, you know, kind of like your camouflage netting. I think that's exactly what it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what it is.
Yes. Yep. And they call it the bunker. So this is the bunker of the Leatherneck Club of Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's very cool. If you're in Vegas visiting, or you live here and haven't been here to Leatherneck Club, either one, I encourage you to check it out. And I'm not being biased just because I love the people here, but so this isn't biased. I really mean it. Best burgers and Cajun fries in the city of Las Vegas. I've eaten at a lot of places in Vegas, and best burgers.
Yeah, you don't have to be a veteran to come in. It's open to the public. Everybody's welcome here, and it's really cool to. It's a really cool environment, really cool setting, incredibly friendly people. It's just one of those places where, you know, it's really comfortable to hang out and have a beer, have a burger. Highly recommended. 5 stars.
Absolutely. So
and we'll have Ghost on the podcast at some point. He's actually not available right now because he's helping inside right now. But yeah, he is interested in becoming a guest on the show, and we are happy to have him. You know, wealth of knowledge and experience, incredible stories, incredibly talented and kind man.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, you don't have to be a veteran. I mean, I'm a dependent. I'm not, you know, I didn't personally serve, but, you know, the unbelievable welcoming every time I walk through the door is, you know, you truly feel at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long are you in town for?
Yet to be determined. So it'll either be, we'll either stay till Saturday or Sunday. We haven't determined. So okay. Right now we're targeted. How long is the what?
How long is the drive?
It's about 7 hours each way, but we bring our dogs a lot of times, and so that adds more time to the drive because you got to stop and mm-hmm. and let them stretch out their legs and, you know, not get too restless in a car. So yeah. I guess that's with it. When you have kids, it's the same. I don't have any kids, but I got to take breaks for my dogs here and there. So it ends up being a little longer, but we were, like I said, I had an event that was esports event that was going to be on Saturday. And so we are scheduled technically till Sunday, but we just haven't decided. It depends what's going on. If I go to that veteran bar opening, of course I'll be here until Sunday. So we'll see.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I reached out to Dave Berlin, who we'll probably have him on here sometime too. But I reached out to him and told him to send me the link because TJ told me that you have to pre-register because there's only so many. I guess they're trying to control the crowd or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I should probably look into that then. I was just going to show up.
I don't know. That's just what I was told by TJ today. So, who's another person who will eventually be on this podcast, but I think we'll have to pre-record his because Thursdays don't really work for him.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that too. Maybe we could, I do like having the consistency of, same week at the same time, but due to schedules and of our guests and of ourselves, we may have to figure out a way to be flexible on days and times, except I do like being able to have the consistency for the live format. So eventually when this catches fire and people start watching it, in droves, we're not leaving them hanging.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and like today is a prime example. We normally start a couple hours ago, but of my travel time, it got bumped, and I appreciate Brandon being flexible.
Oh yeah. No, it's no problem. And I appreciate you also, taking over hosting duties last week when I was in a place that didn't even have cell phone reception. I came back off the lake, and there's hundreds of emails and missed calls, and I was just like, oh boy.
So something exciting that transpired since you and I last co-hosted together was I did launch a full service digital marketing agency.
Nice.
And just add another thing to my plate, but sure. I mean, we literally handle everything from websites. Site design, any kind of marketing you can think of, whether it's Google, Facebook, whether it's LinkedIn, lead generation, whether it's, AI bots, on your website, like accessibility for websites. Like a lot of people mm-hmm. don't realize that there's a lot of states in the United States that require by law that you have accessibility features on your website. So there's just a lot of things that my agency does, and so I'm super excited about that.
I might want to pick your brain on that. So last October, so the way my industry is Q1, the first quarter of the year is always very slow. We're coming out of the holidays, New Year's happens, and then it just dies off. It's just kind of the way it is. It's not completely dead. There's still orders and things happening. But I thought, I'm going to try to mitigate that slow season by going all in on digital marketing and trying to find new and acquire new leads. But man, that fell flat. And I feel like it put us in a worse position because not only did we have our slow season, regardless of my attempts to mitigate it, but I had spent all the money in doing so, and so it kind of left us in a really tight spot, and we're kind of crawling out of that hole right now. It's already turned around, right in the middle of the year, and orders are picking back up, and it's going to be good because they pick back all the way back up until the end of the year, and then you go through that same process again. And we've got 5 years of data to be able to show, this is the pattern that it is. And maybe it could be that it's just the digital marketing during a time when people aren't buying anyway, just isn't the right approach. Maybe it's better to try to do digital marketing when most people are buying. But the problem is we don't want to try to overfill our plate and not be able to, you know, serve everybody. So, you know, because we're too busy. Catastrophic success is a real thing. And if you get too busy, you know, you can have problems there as well. So we want to make sure we can handle capacity. And that's why during Q1, I was like, okay, when we're slow, this is when we want our orders. And we just couldn't figure out that combination that, you know, to unlock the, you know, new growth during that time of the year. So I don't know, maybe I'll pick your brain and see what your thoughts are.
We'll get together on that. I mean, there are some things you want to do year round. You know, like your Google stuff, like you want to take over the whole first page of Google, and you want that year round because, you know, nationwide business is great, but the heart of this community, you know, you've kind of built your business, you know, you have stuff nationwide. I mean, I'm not even in Las Vegas, but I know that, you know, this community has been extremely supportive of you.
Well, I'd say probably about 80%. Or maybe even more than that of our clients are local. We've got a good handful of regional clients, few national clients, and even a couple of international clients. What sucks is, you know, the shipping time and cost for my product. It just makes more sense for people to find a local provider a lot of times. But there's a lot of people that love our quality. They know what to expect, and they're willing to take that extra time, you know, that it takes to ship and pay that extra cost for shipping, because they know the consistency, they know the quality that they're going to get from my company, which is great, you know, and I absolutely cherish those clients that, you know, that aren't from here, that are willing to, you know, to have the burden of the shipping our products to them. We even have a couple international clients that we do stuff for, because we're doing stuff that nobody else in the world is doing. And some of that is putting, you know, branded images onto extremely high end luxury, apparel. So like, I've got a client in Dubai who, he can't find anywhere else to do it. And I thought, you know, we'll do it. Why not? And so. Yeah, we'll embroider his stuff, you know, print, and then we'll international ship it to Dubai, and he's happy, and everybody's happy. He's given out these really expensive, really high end, like $1,000 hats, but his clients are really high end, you know, billionaires and multimillionaires, and they know, you know, they know quality. They know what it is. They know the brand name that it's coming on, and it means a lot to them. And so it's really solidifying his relationships with his clients to be able to offer that as a product. And so it's really cool to be able to be a part of that and to have that support and trust from somebody, you know, of an extremely high level.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, let's plan on, you know, we'll probably go for another like 13 minutes or so. It's pretty warm out here outside where we are. Yeah. And we've kept this one pretty loose. So let's, for the, like the next 13 minutes, you know, let's focus on, you know, let's focus on specific topics and, you know, that people will find valuable. You know, so far since we've done this podcast, we've talked a lot about nonprofit. We've talked about military service. We talked about being servant leaders. We've talked about just a lot of really cool topics. And, you know, I think the really heart of our podcast for anyone who's listening, you know, it's the impact hustle. You know, how are people making impact, whether it's business, whether it's in their community, whether it's in through religion, whether it's, you know, it's in all kind of aspects of life, but how are people making an impact? And, you know, if you think over like the last couple of weeks, like what we've talked about on this podcast, and also like as you've looked out and just what's been happening, transpiring over the last couple of weeks, what would you say like are some of the big things that you've seen that you like, oh, that was really cool, or I heard this and that was really impactful? Like, give me a couple examples of things that, over the last few weeks. It doesn't have to be podcast related, but just.
So I would say the positive reception to this podcast. People might not have watched it live, but learning that we have a podcast, and now I've got people asking to be on it. And so it's there's a gentleman that we're going to have. I had him fill out our intake form. He's from Shine a Light Foundation. And what they do is they go down into the tunnels of Las Vegas and support homelessness. And they don't support the homelessness. They support the homeless people. And what it is just letting them know that, you know, they bring some water, you know, and just kind of a helping hand. And just let them know, like, when they're ready for help, you know, they're there for them. There's a lot of people in dire situations that aren't ready to get out of it. You know, they're addicted to different things, and they're not quite sure how to correct and steer their lives into the right way. In fact, I talked to my brother yesterday. My brother used to live in those tunnels. He went through an incredible story. He was a pro BMX rider and ended up getting onto a lot of pills. You know, the doctors were prescribing him pain pills. And when he was showing signs of addiction, they cut it off. And it was, you know, within a month, he was shooting heroin in his arm. And he went through 10 years of hell before he found his way out of it. And now he's, the last 8 years, he's been sober, helping others to find their way out. And he's interested in being a guest as well. He's been on lots of podcasts. He's had a few documentaries done on him as well. And so he'll be a really good guest as well for Impact. So I think those two guests, kind of a similar kind of stories. But I'm relating these to stories of people I know in Las Vegas. But, you know, this is obviously open to anybody in the world. So it's not that... that, you know, we're limiting this just to Vegas, but this is my lived experience. This is where I'm at. But I also know a lot of people throughout the world, because I've lived all over the world. So it'll be interesting. It's really cool seeing the community come together in support of good causes. And I see that all the time here. You know, that is my lived experience is people helping others. And it's, you know, it's emotional. It's what you want to see. And I'm glad that we can, you know, we're just now developing this platform, but I want this to be a platform for others to be able to express, you know, what they're doing and how they're helping the community. And then to learn, you know, their story, their life experiences and their lived experiences and because there's so much we can learn from each other, and having something like this, you know, in a long form discussion where we can sit back and take in what other people have done, it's going to be a benefit to all, and in itself will be an impact.
Yeah, I love that. And before I kind of share some stuff on my side, just to further expand for people who, one, if you want to learn more about the Shine a Light Foundation, you can also go listen to our interview with Lester. We talked a little bit about that. But mm-hmm. for people who are not from the Las Vegas area, like myself, I just happen to basically live here. This is my like second home. But for people who aren't familiar, so when he talks about the tunnels, on the Las Vegas Strip, there's basically these underground like areas that are kind of underneath the strip, and what's on top of like a lot of homeless hanging out there and living under there. What's on top of that, people don't realize that aren't from the Las Vegas community, is it gets massive flooding. Like there's flash floods that hit those tunnels constantly throughout the summer.
It's irrigation. It is to prevent Vegas from flooding, so that all the water goes into the tunnels. But it rains so infrequently here that people find their way into it because to escape the heat. You know, underground, it gets so hot in Las Vegas. It's, you know, deathly hot. And so it's a place for people to hide. But the problem is if they don't know a flash flood is coming, it could be raining 100 miles away. You know, it's sunny here, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got water coming at you because it's raining, and the water just travels, you know, on top of the hard ground. And people die every year from it. People die from the year every year from the heat as well. So,
yeah. So, just to give a little more context of the conditions that, you know, that, you know, say Shine the Life Foundation's trying to go in and help the people that are dealing with, you know, that I think that's something that people probably don't realize is, you know, on top of the heat, on top of living in not great conditions, but you also are dealing with the flooding and all that kind of stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, this is like my second home, so I kind of know all the things that go on around here. But, you know, for me, it's the same way. Like, I'm a person who I've lived a big majority of my life focused on impact. You know, whether it's helping other people and other organizations do it, doing it within my own organizations and my own self, or just supporting people from afar. Like I have sent money for water. You know, to, you know, the Southern Nevada Veteran Chamber that they've gone and ensured that water gets, taken and put into good use. But, so, you know, I just feel like as I look over the last couple of weeks, I feel like there's more and more opportunities for division in our country right now. And that's partly because that's the whole goal of the media. I don't care if it's the media that supports the right or the media that supports the left. I don't care which side it is. The media is, their goal is to drive wedges, you know, in our country, because that drives viewers, that drives, you know, as I've watched over the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of things that are happening on the background. Like people are trying to bring things to help to bring that division away. And one of the things that's really cool is, and I'll have him on the podcast. There's a gentleman named B. Taylor. So he is a Navy veteran. He's a multi Grammy award winning artist. He is global ambassador for the United States military. Well, he's releasing on the 4th of July. So like, is that like 2 weeks away? On the 4th of July, he's releasing a song. We Are One, All We Need Is Love. And I believe that's the title of the song. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. You know, I've been watching what he's been putting together, and the whole point of the music video that he's releasing is, you know, let's unite the country. Like, let's pull some of this division out. And for me, that's really important, because I don't think anybody feels good about the division.
It's interesting because, you know, these people will just be at each other's throats online, but, you know, you get them in the same room and they're completely cordial. And I feel like the social media and the way people interact, you know, is not the normal way people, you know, have biologically and evolutionary developed into communicating. Like, this is the new thing for human communication, you know, in the last few decades. And it's fascinating to me because the way in which we interact when we're in person and the way that we interact with each other online, people, the worst comes out of people, you know, and they just want to be right. They want to have a lot of gotchas. They, you know, it's just, and they're not looking at the other person's point of view. You know, they're dead set on what they are. You know, and it's argument for the sake of argument, and I don't understand it. It's kind of disgusting. It makes me feel gross when I see it. And it's, you realize that the general public is generally pretty awful, but individuals are absolutely incredible. Like, I bet you each one of those people, if you got to know them, are probably going to be, you know, pretty fantastic people. But, you know, as a collective, pretty disgusting. I think there's going to be, as technology increases and this becomes, you know, the online thing becomes more of the norm, there's going to be a lot of value for in-person events, in-person gatherings, because that's what we crave, you know, as people. I'm glad that you're here, Eric. I mean, I've known you in person, you know, many times over. And so, you know, I know you're a good guy, but, you know, but because of the technology, we're able to have these kind of things too. So there's this catch 22, this, you know, there's the good and the bad with having technology facilitate really fantastic things. But then at the same time, it also is a platform for a lot of, you know, the darker parts of humanity.
Yeah. So a quote, so there's several quotes that I live by in my life, but one of the quotes one of them that I live by is, make positivity louder. You know, go take, there's so much negativity in the world. So make positivity louder. As a collective, we can drown out that negativity. We can change society as a collective. We just need everybody to make the positivity louder, like drown it all out. And I believe in the good of humanity. I believe, like you said, as individuals, everybody's good people. It's just sometimes people get spurred into all the nonsense that's around them, and the social media, the news, you know, major news networks, all that, you know, push that and drive that. So let's just drown that crap out and be part of the good society out there.
Well, you get a lot of people that fall into cult-like behavior, and it's, you know, it's very tribal. You know, they're like, hey, you see it in sports teams. You know, hey, I was born in Kansas City. I'm a huge Chiefs fan. You know, that's the way I get my tribalism, you know, fix out, is through, you know, through sport. But people sometimes they get their tribal fix out through politics, but the problem is with the politics is real world consequences, you know, dropping bombs, and, you know, and it's just, it gets to a point to where it's pretty sad to, it's pretty, it becomes a sad state. And like you said, you do want to focus on the positivity. But there's so much negativity around all the time, and there's so many things happening. It's very difficult to shut those negative things out, especially when you want it to be positive. Like, so like for instance, like, hey, we want to live in a positive world, but this asshole over here is being a dick. What do we do about him? Well, he doesn't think he's being a dick. He thinks we're being a dick. And now we both think each other are dicks. And now there, you got this, you know, this clash between the two people. They think they're right. You think you're right. Both are probably wrong. It's, you know, and it's, I don't know how you navigate that, those kind of interactions where both sides think that they are, you know, the champion of their own story. And before you know it, you know, you're at war.
Yeah, you, it is interesting. We'll make that as the things that make you go, we'll just leave it there.
Go,
No, I think that's the big moral that I want to leave with today's episode. I know, like I said, the first half of this episode, we kind of just spitballed, and we just kind of, but you know, there's so much craziness going on, and especially if you get drowned into the news, you know, with everything that's going on in the Middle East right now, you could go down a rabbit hole, positive or negative, on either direction. You'll never hear me push politics one way or another or take a side. Like everybody, that's for everybody to make a decision on their own, and you'll never hear me push one way or another.
I think the takeaway and that people should take today is that you focus on yourself first. Improve yourself. You know if you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Make decisions. Make more right decisions than wrong decisions. And then focus on your family. And then focus on your friends. And then focus on your community. And after you focused on all of those things, then you can focus on the nation. But people want to attach themselves to national problems when they've got bigger problems within themselves. And having an individualist attitude and making yourself a positive mindset, you know, it doesn't matter the situation you're in. You know, there's you could be in a prison happy, or you could be in a mansion sad. You know, it's all about your own mindset and how and about how you approach yourself first. And so I think if more people focus on themselves and healing themselves, you know, working on getting past their traumas, and then you can once you figure that out, it's like when you're on an airplane, the mask falls down. What's the instruction? You put it the first one on yourself before you help, you know, the person next to you. Because there's nothing you can do for the person next to you if you're dying yourself. You know, you've got to make sure that you're in the right space, that you're in the right mindset to be able to go out and help others.
Absolutely.
So, self-love, self-care. Take care of yourself.
Yes, self-love, self-care, make positivity louder, and come check us out next week. We will have a guest on next week. I'll be back in town. I think Brandon will be available as well. So
we'll definitely sure. I try to keep Thursdays free now. Doesn't always happen. No, I'm good. We're good for next week.
We will have a guest next week. We've had a couple of people sign up to be on the podcast. I would encourage you, if you're listening to this as a replay, go sign up if you want to be a guest. We would love to hear your story. We'd like to get it out to others. We'd like to see how we can support you, you know, depending on what you're doing. You know, Brandon and I are people who support people wherever we can. So we come tell us your story. Let us get how we can support you, how others can support you. Go check us out, theimpacthustle.com. As well as go follow us on all our social medias. We have the Impact Hustle on all the social platforms as well.
We tried to do 15 minutes and now we're at like 45 minutes. Look at us go.
I know. We're like, man, it's so hot outside. Let's go do a 15 minute podcast.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys listening to this, and have a blessed evening.